job and lost it, but it won't get to me. Cause I'm riding with my baby, and it's a brand new day. We're on the wings of an angel.
News. I'm Mark Remillard. The year's first major winter storm bearing down on the eastern U.S., more than a dozen states from North Carolina to Maine under winter storm warnings. Snow is falling in New York City. In neighboring New Jersey, Governor Phil Murphy telling residents,
"There is always the potential for power outages. If you lose power, report it to your utility immediately."
He also warned people to stay home and off the roads tonight. More trouble for the Boeing 737 MAX. The FAA ordering the planes grounded for safety inspections after an Alaskan airline plane suffered a sudden depressurization during a flight on Friday. The plane was left with a massive hole in the side. It landed safely with no serious injuries reported. Funeral services being held in Newark, New Jersey Saturday for an imam who was shot multiple times outside a mosque on Wednesday. Police continuing to search for the killer. I'm Mark Remillard, ABC News.
If you like it now,
hot new country.
If you liked it then,
I like hearing songs that I know.
You'll love us.
98Q Country.
I don't talk to God like you always tell me I should. Live my life every day like you prayed that I would.
change the lock and said adios to my selfish heart, tore it apart and left me.
Again. on air at 98.3. Online at 98qcountry.com.
It was a Friday night, no cover, but the cover band was sounding right. And there you were, just 30 dancing by the neon sign. To fishing in the dark, you were reeling in my heart. Now look where we are. I'm hooked.
I don't remember life before. financial health and wellness. That could be part of your resolution for this year coming up. I will tell you what this survey says is a sign of financial health and wellness coming up.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
This just in, Panasia Oino Market in the Southside Shopping Center of Park Falls, Wisconsin is extending their holiday free gift card deal. Spend $50 or more today through January 15th and receive a $10 gift card for your next visit. Panasia is ringing in the new year with new items and new deals everywhere, from fresh fruits to lunch and meats, fish snacks, and more. Starting 2024 with a culinary adventure, with most items added on your suggestions. Open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. and Sunday, 10 a.m. to 6, and welcoming EB and Food Share customers.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
When your family is looking to add a dog or cat to your family photo, stop by Catkins first. Catkins is a no-kill Northwoods animal shelter. They are a dedicated group of animal lovers working to improve the lives of homeless pets in the Northwoods. Check out their website, catkinsrescue.org, or call 715-762-0122 for more information on adoption, volunteering, or donating. Catkins, caring for animals in need throughout the Northwoods region.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
Attorney Joe Cordell.
Business owners and professionals face special challenges in divorce court. In addition to everything else going on, they have to contend with allegations that they are earning more than they are, coupled with claims on their business or practice itself. Clients with assets depend on their divorce lawyer's skills in these matters, and that's why it's so important to hire someone that has those skills.
Schedule an appointment with one of Cordell & Cordell's Madison area attorneys. 8040 Excelsior Drive, Suite 403, Madison, Wisconsin, 53717.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. Slight chance for mixed precipitation, changing to all snow. Tonight, otherwise cloudy skies expected. Lows level off around 21. Winds out of the southwest, around 5 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow. Slight chance of snow. High temperatures reach up to 28. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow night. Lows level off around 14. Temperatures a bit above average Monday and Tuesday, with highs from the upper 20s to the low 30s. Chance of snow Tuesday. A dusting of snow tonight through tomorrow, with another dusting Monday night through Tuesday. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley, and that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Currently 28.
We love the new country.
You guys play the new stuff.
But we also love the songs we know every word to.
You guys are always playing the song I can sing along with.
Thanks for listening.
98 Q Country.
To kill your middle finger, rear view mirror, supposed to make a country boy sad. I should be in my recliner, whiskey typing up one-liners, crying, trying to get you back. Yeah, I know how that country song goes. I'm supposed to be hard. About the deer stand.
today's favorites and yesterday's classics. 98 Q Country.
Special sports presentation of 98Q Country, a Civic Media radio station.
Who the thunk it? Giannis.
This is the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Yes, sir. Giannis, back-to-back bombs. He has put the Bucks ahead.
Tonight, the Bucks take on the Houston Rockets at Toyota Center in Texas.
Giannis with a ferocious slam right in the face of Kelton Johnson with a foul as a cherry on top.
Now, here's the radio host of the Bucks, Justin Garcia.
Final game of this three-game road trip for the Bucks, and another one in Texas as tonight they tangle with the Rockets. Good evening, Bucks fans. I'm Justin Garcia, joined as always by the voice of the Bucks, Dave Kane, as we get you set for tonight's matchup. And Dave, we'll get a little more context on it in a conversation that you had with Jay Crowder. We'll hear that a little bit later in the show. But that, as we approach the weekend, is really the big thing to point to for the Bucks is it's getting close. And again, not that Jay Crowder is going to fix everything we've seen start to pop up for this team recently, but that's going to be a big piece to add.
Yeah, it is. And I think that what Jay brings is a level of versatility that the Bucks have been seeking, particularly, as you mentioned, on that defensive side of the floor. But it's actually a similar dilemma to the one that the Rockets are facing right now without Dylan Brooks, who kind of checks some of those boxes as well for that team. But it's a guy that the Bucks have missed. He's not a cure-all for everything that's going wrong with the Bucks on that defensive side of the ball, but I think he can help. And, you know, the other thing that'll be interesting, I think that you're going to see when Jay does come back, at least to his way of thinking, that he's going to be able to bring a little bit more than even he had before. He mentioned to me that he thought that this injury was something that he felt from day four of training camp on. So he was playing with this for some time before it finally got untenable for him, and he felt like he had to deal with it. So, you know, we'll see what it looks like. It's obviously going to be a slow ramp up with his minutes and obviously regaining his rhythm. And that's the tricky part that I hated to see when he went out, was because he missed so much of last season sitting out with a contract issue before he was ultimately traded to the Bucks. They needed all that time to kind of figure out his place with the Bucks. And finally, it seemed to hit his stride with a full offseason with this team, was shooting 51% from three. And next thing you know, he comes out with the injury, and 2 months later, he's going to have to do it all over again. But it'll be a process, but it's one I think that he's obviously looking forward to, and I think so are the Bucks.
Yeah, certainly a big one. Again, we won't see Jay Crowder tonight, but it is getting close in terms of the return to the floor. A lot more information that we'll hear in the conversation you had with Jay earlier today. We'll hear that coming up momentarily. But we can't look fully ahead to this Rockets game until we take one quick look back at Thursday night. And we talked about this after the game, Dave, but it was billed as Wemby versus Giannis, and it lived up to the hype.
Oh, man, did it ever. This was just shot for shot, phenom against phenom, one of them of the younger variety and one of them the more veteran variety. And it, one of those games that, you know, I heard someone saying that this is the type of game that 10 years from now you will see on all the highlights, highlight reels, when Giannis is a 39-year-old player and you got Wemby at 30 years old saying this was the first time they collided. It was a bit of a historical type of game, you have to think, assuming that Wemby lives up to the expectations, and I don't see any reason aside from injury to think that he won't. But it lived up to the billing and then some. And obviously from Milwaukee's perspective, it'd be good to get out of there with a win. Yeah, you can say what you will. Defense was not great again, but nonetheless, they found a way to win, and that's what this team has been doing all season long. And, you know, Malik Beasley said it after the game when we talked to him. He said, look, this is good that we won, but we need to start winning these games a little easier, particularly against teams that are struggling the way the Spurs had. But, again, I'll say this again, too. I do think, and we've watched a lot of Bucks basketball, and we've seen when teams have maybe not deserved to be there as much as I thought San Antonio did. I thought San Antonio played up. Maybe the Bucks played a little bit down, certainly on the defensive side of things, but offensively, Milwaukee was sharp when they needed to be, and that was obviously the case late in that game. And for Giannis, what can you say about this guy? I mean, he plays at one speed. We've seen it so many times, and made another statement to the league that while the future may be Victor Wembanyama, the present is Giannis Antetokounmpo.
It certainly was a glimpse at that future, but we saw that present and just how good that present is with another 40-plus points and a near 40-20-10 stat line from Giannis in the win. We'll check in with Dave again just before tip. That's the pregame brief brought to you by Jockey. Catch all the information you need to know heading into tonight's game with the Jockey pregame brief and see how your Milwaukee Bucks stack up against the competition. For nearly 150 years, Jockey has been providing comfort and caring for generations of families, because when you're comfortable, nothing feels better. ShopJockey.com. When we return, we'll get you caught up on some news around the NBA on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Why do challenge flags only exist in football? Think how useful they'd be in real life. Like when you're positive it's not your turn to walk the dog. Challenge flag. The neighbor's kid says it wasn't their ball that dented your car door. Challenge flag. Your friend paid you back, but you definitely don't remember that? Boom. Challenge flag. Imagine settling a disagreement with an instant replay. Why isn't the world like that? I guess it's because it's technically impossible. You know one thing no one would ever challenge? Protecting your home and auto with Progressive.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states.
Hey, honey, how was your trip to Menards?
Awesome. The Menards bag sale is back.
Oh, what's the bag sale?
You grab a bag in store and save 15% on everything you can fit in the bag. I got a new cordless drill, LED bulbs to help with the electric bill, stocked up on toothpaste, always need batteries, and paint for the mudroom. Plus, all my favorite snacks. Where are you going?
Menards, we're out of cleaning supplies.
Hurry in. Grab a bag in store now through January 14th. Get 15% off everything you can fit in the bag. See store for complete details.
Time for a preview of the game with Justin Garcia on Buckshots.
The way he plays, the way that I play, it goes together. You know, we can really benefit from each other being on the floor.
On the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Be sure to tune in at the start of each game for the Sargento tip-off for homes. Every time the Bucks win the opening tip, Sargento will donate $500 to Milwaukee Habitat for Humanity. Sargento, the official cheese of the Milwaukee Bucks. Taking a look at some NBA news, the big piece of news that came over the weekend is the reinstatement of Warriors forward Draymond Green, who will rejoin the team tomorrow. After serving a 12-game suspension, it was indefinite. It lasts 12 games as the league reinstated him as of this morning. He's expected to need roughly a week of ramp up, and it comes at a time the Warriors could use the help. They've dropped four of their last six games, dropping to 10th place in the Western Conference at 17-18, and just a half game in front of the Lakers for that final spot in the would-be play-in tournament. Some injury news for the Sixers as Joel Embiid will miss tonight's game against the Utah Jazz due to swelling in his left knee. It will be the eighth game this season that Embiid has missed. We point that out because the new collective bargaining agreement requires players to play in 65 regular season games to be eligible for awards such as the MVP or all NBA honors, and Embiid already halfway towards that mark. Speaking of the Warriors, some bad news as Draymond Green is set to re-enter. Chris Paul is exiting. He suffered a left hand fracture. He'll undergo surgery next week. That came in the loss last night for the, the win last night over the Detroit Pistons. It occurred midway through the third quarter. No timetable on a return for the 19-year veteran. And I mentioned the Lakers just behind the Warriors. They dropped their fourth straight game last night, losing to the Memphis Grizzlies. And after the game, LeBron James did not hold back, saying, quote, "We just suck right now." Lakers have gone 3-10 in their games played since winning the in-season tournament. When we come back, Dave Kane had a chance to catch up with the aforementioned Jay Crowder. You will hear that conversation after this on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Hey, grab your partner and stop by Jack's Corner Bar in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Now open Mondays for Mexican night, Thursday burger and fries, Friday fish fry with salad bar, and Saturdays look forward to pork and dumplings for lunch, and Saturday night gets set for a tasty prime rib with salad bar, along with daily deep-fried chicken special, great for your palate and easy on your wallet at Jack's Corner Bar, located on Cedar Street in Park Falls, Wisconsin, where strangers become friends and good times roll.
Get ready to savor victory at MT Pockets. Our star player, roasted chicken, delivering that crispy championship flavor. Join us from Wednesday to Saturday for a winning lineup. Try our pterodactyl wings, $11 for four pieces or a half chicken, both MVPs on the team. Hungry for more action? Slam dunk six wings for $15, accompanied by your choice of fries and our homemade slaw. On Fridays, it's a fish fry face-off. Two pieces for $10 or three for $12. And for the ultimate game changer, taste our tiger shrimp, the perfect addition to any meal. MT Pockets, where every bite's a victory lap.
98Q Country is your home for sports play-by-play. The Bucks.
It's been a 50-year journey. Wisconsin, we've got a room at the top of the world tonight. The Milwaukee Bucks are NBA champions.
The Brewers. Loggers.
He gets the snap, drops back, fires. He's got his man, and he's got a puckler now.
Jawamigan Screaming Eagles.
He bounces off his guy to the left. He's able to take it all the way down the hill. Then he goes right. He just absolutely torches the defense for a touchdown.
Sports play-by-play on 98Q and 98QCountry.com.
Bucks Radio Network getting set for the Bucks and the Houston Rockets. One guy who will be playing hopefully soon, but not tonight, joins us now. His name is Jay Crowder, and he's coming back from RIJ. I'm going to have you tell me the name of this injury. All I know is it didn't sound very fun. What exactly are you coming back from now?
I'm going to dumb it down for everyone listening. It's a groin injury, a groin strain, a groin pull. That's all it is.
Yeah, it sounded much more nefarious the first time I heard it. It sounded much more painful. This was no joke of an injury, and it was the first time you've gone through something like this, I know. And I know Dame went through something similar to this. First of all, did you get much guidance from him in terms of his comeback from this, and how much did you guys compare notes?
Yeah, Dame has been very great for me, and my decision on even doing the surgery was correlated through some conversations with him, with our medical staff and my agent and my own team. So he has been very helpful with this procedure. We went to the same doctor. I did the same procedure, same recovery thing as Damon, and as a lot of people before me who has a high success rate of bouncing back from this injury. So Everything went well, and I'm very satisfied with my decision on making this happen because I was playing with pain all year. You guys didn't know it. I'm not a complainer. I don't sit here and make excuses, but I've been playing with pain since training camp. So I've been dealing with this thing since training camp, and I just felt like that Orlando game, I couldn't move the way I wanted to. It was really holding me back to the point where I was like, okay, let's get MRI, let's see what's going on, and exactly what I was feeling was going on. So I made a decision to get this thing under control.
So give us a sense for where you're at right now. What is your pain as we speak, and what is your prognosis for when you hope to be back, at least in the general terms?
I'm very thankful right now. I'm pain-free. I don't have any pain. I have the most I would say is discomfort here and there, but probably the past week or two has been no pain, no discomfort. So I'm very happy with that, and I'm looking forward to playing 5-on-5 in the next days. I'm going to try to give myself a chance to bounce back in a week or so. But we'll see. There's no time. I don't have no set time on a game, a specific game. But I do look forward to 5-on-5 tomorrow, starting my journey on returning back to on the court.
You know, we always think about the physical side of this thing. Everything that goes with an injury like this, there's a psychological element too. You know, you last sat out most of last season. You started this season hot, and then this thing slows you down. What has that process been like, and how are you keeping your mind right?
It was a challenge. I think that's probably one of the most challenging things was my mental. Obviously, I felt like I wanted to be there for my teammates and be there for myself to help this help our team just go in the right direction and be a leader and be in the fight with the guys on a nightly basis. So a little disappointment from that standpoint of just me having to go do this procedure. But at the same time, I looked at 6 to 8 weeks of a time to just refocus on myself, refocus on my body and get my body where it needs to be to compete again at a high level. So that's why I've been channeling my inner thoughts of just being positive with myself, knowing that I got to gain my confidence and my movements back, and just taking it one day at a time. I've just been really, I think I had probably had through this whole process, what I'm at week 7 right now, I think I probably had 4 bad days where I'm just mentally just down and out, but still doing the work, but just really pissed off about, don't know what I'm pissed off about, but I'm pissed off that I'm not on the court probably. I just probably had like 4 days in this whole process where I was just in a rut. And I think other than that, I was able to get myself out and look ahead and be focused on what's ahead and get myself to where it needs to be.
All right, saving all that energy, coming to a arena near you, Jay Crowder. Appreciate you taking the time, and good luck getting back. We're looking forward to seeing you on the court again.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
All right, Jay Crowder will be back in a moment as we get closer to tip-off in this one. You're listening to the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Flynn in the middle of the floor. His game has really stepped up in the second half.
Since he got the BMO Bucks debit MasterCard, he's been carrying this Bucks team. And I mean that literally. He's at the grocery store, but the team's in his wallet.
Here's a tap. And he's bought some asparagus. What a play.
Carry your team with you when you use the BMO Bucks debit MasterCard. Plus, enjoy up to 20% off Bucks merchandise at the Pro Shop at Pfizer Forum. Visit BMO.com/FanCard for more details. Banking products are subject to approval and are provided in the U.S. by BMO Bank and a member FDIC.
Elevate your game day gear or any outfit with official merchandise from the Milwaukee Bucks Pro Shop. From authentic jerseys to exclusive apparel and accessories, the Bucks Pro Shop has everything you need to showcase your fandom wherever you go. Cheer the deer to victory with authentic Milwaukee Bucks items. Visit us at the Bucks Pro Shop at Fiserv Forum or Bayshore Mall, or shop online at shop.bucks.com.
It's time to go courtside.
Your job is just to put him in a position that where they can thrive. You know, the ball will be in his hand as well as the ball will be in Giannis' hands. But they're leading, you know, picking rolls and making teams pay.
On the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
The Bucks and Hydride have teamed up with Feeding America Eastern Wisconsin to stop hunger through steals for meals. Hydrite will donate $75 to Feeding America Eastern Wisconsin for every steal the Bucks have at home this season. Thank you to Hydrite for their support to fight hunger in our community. Time now to go courtside and hear the latest thoughts from Bucks head coach Adrian Griffin.
Just after the game, how did you feel? How was kind of playing that first back-to-back?
I think you felt great. No issues from what I've heard, and we had a good shoot around, so, you know, he'll be ready to go.
Jay is coming up on the 8 weeks post-op. Obviously, we've seen kind of where is he at, and is there a thought that this coming home stand might be?
He's progressing very nicely, working very diligently to get back. I think the next step for him is like 5-on-0 contact, and I think he's starting to get a little bit of that in. And then obviously, you know, he got to progress to getting some contact work. So he's still a little ways, but he's making great progress. So we anticipate, hopefully, you know, sooner than later, but he's doing a great job. Well, I have no idea if it's in the scouting report or not. You know, it's not something that we go into games. The biggest thing is just one of the things that we use to switch up our defense, try to break the rhythm. Sometimes it's either, you know, we're struggling man-to-man, or sometimes it's just maybe coming out of ATO. You just want to catch them with something different, you know, so it's not always a bad thing. Sometimes, like when you run zone, it's like in the NBA, it's almost like it's the worst thing in the world. But you know, if a team scores and we're in zone, you know, everyone wants to jump out of it. But man to man, they score. You know, they can score all the time. A lot of that is just perception that you have to continue to educate. You know, not just the players, but the staff. Is that you know, the zone is just a tool. It's an extension of our defense. It's something that we want to utilize because teams are really good sometimes, and you got to be able to switch up the defense. So, but it's not something that I go into every game thinking like we got to play zone. Sometimes, a lot of times, it's on the fly. But our guys, you know, they in the beginning was a little bit foreign, but you know, now that I'm calling in the ATOs, they. All right, got you, coach, or on the fly. A lot of times after free throws, I may call it, and we adjust well. But it's, you know, when you go into the playoffs, and I always say this, but you got to be able to switch your defenses up. You got to be able to work on that stuff now so when we get into, you know, April, May, and June, they're acclimated to it. And I'm not just throwing something foreign into, you know, trying to switch defenses up on something they have never worked on. So that's a lot of the reasons why I do it now.
Is there much rhyme or reason to when people stop playing that zone? Is it simple as just when you start seeing other things, start kind of figuring it out, or what do you do?
Like anything else, you know, I look at, you know, are we rebounding out of it? Are we giving in? Like sometimes they may score, but it may be the shots we want them to take, and they make them, and we'll stay in it. But, you know, if we're giving up, you know, offensive rebounds, or if we're giving up wide open threes and they knock down a couple of them, I may jump out of it. But overall, I think our players really have gotten extremely comfortable with it. But there's still some work to do. You know, just like man to man, you're always working to get better. You know, there's still a lot of zone concepts. You know, as to your point, as far as, you know, teams may, you know, be ready for it a little bit more. Where they're called certain plays, but I think for the most part we've been handling it pretty well.
What is it about this team that slows down the fast break?
Are you referring to Houston?
Yeah.
Well, no, I can only speak for us. You know, they do a really good job as far as one, we got to take care of the basketball, number one, you know, so we can get out, you know, and get stops as well. But, you know, they do a lot of switching as well. You know, they're agile, they get back. You know, it's another game that we got to be great when they go to their switching defense, especially with Giannis and Dame. So, like, some teams stay in coverage for Giannis and Dame. And traditionally, last game, they were able to do a lot of switching, you know, and they put, you know, some agile guys out there on the floor. And, you know, usually they stay in coverage with Brooke and Sagoon, but outside of that, when they start subbing, you know, all five of those guys sprinting back, and, you know, they play a little bit of a small ball where they can be quick, and we have to be able to, you know, counter that. We're used to it. You know, we play Indiana, they do, you know, they have the same kind of guard play, you know, forward play, so. I thought they did a, you know, Houston, you know, they did a good job of switching on this last game,
and they have guys that can sit down and guard and defend us. So we just got to execute a little bit harder.
Bucks head coach Adrian Griffin as his team gets set to take on the Houston Rockets. We'll take a look at the injury report after this on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Heart disease won't stop us. Diabetes, allergies, cancer. Nothing will keep the Fraidert and the Medical College of Wisconsin Health Network from pushing Wisconsin ahead. We're constantly raising the bar for medical excellence and providing more ways to receive it, so you have it for all your health needs, big and small. Let's push ahead, and we'll make life here as great as it can be. Visit Fraidert.com to find out how.
What's better than free? How about play free all year? This January at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel Milwaukee, you can win over $2,000 in reward play every month, all year long. Just play your favorite games to earn prize drawing entries. Then stop by each Thursday night in January to see if you're a winner. $400,000 in prizes is up for grabs. Over 40 winners each week. Yeah, free is for me. More info at paysbig.com. Must be 21 years old and a club member to play.
Hey, it's Bobby Portis, and I love playing basketball in Milwaukee. When I drive down the lane, I move fast and make sudden moves to drive to the hoop and score. But when I'm behind the wheel in the driving lane, I control my drive. I don't speed or make sudden movements. Speeding and reckless driving are the leading causes of traffic injuries and deaths in Wisconsin. Do what I do. Control your drive. Don't speed. Don't be reckless. Zero in, Wisconsin. Together we can save lives. Wisconsin DOT.
The Brewers Kids Crew, presented by U.S. Bank, is back for the 2024 season. For just $35, get your little one set up like a super fan when they become an official Kids Crew member. Each kit comes with six 2024 ticket vouchers, a ballpark tour, and awesome Brewers merch like a City Connect jersey and limited edition sunglasses. Learn more at brewers.com/kidscrew.
Justin Garcia back on the BMO Bucks Radio Network. Almost tip time in Houston. Let's get you caught up on the injury report for both the Bucks and the Rockets. Starting with the Bucks, no change here, an almost clean injury sheet. Jay Crowder, the only name there. He is out with left adductor surgery recovery. There was, we continue to hear, closer and closer to a return for Jay Crowder. Marquise Bolden, Ty Washington, Lindell Wigginton, and Chris Livingston all out as well on assignment with the Wisconsin Herd. As for the Rockets, no Dylan Brooks, out with a right oblique strain. Tari Eason also out with the left leg management. And Victor Oladipo remains out as well with that left patellar surgery. The injury report brought to you by Fraidert and the Medical College of Wisconsin Health Network. When we return, we'll be rejoined by Dave Kane and give you some keys to tonight's matchup on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Milwaukee Bucks basketball on 98Q Country. Brought to you by MT Pockets, just north of Park Falls, Shawabigan Home Furnishings, Jack's Corner Bar, and by D&D Tire and Auto Center of Park Falls. Shawabigan Home Furnishings has a full showroom with a wide variety of furniture ready to go out the door. Mattresses with two-sided options are available. Over 50 recliners to choose from. Futons, sectionals, sofas, love seats, Amish and up north style furniture, as well as full bedroom and dining sets. Everything is in stock and available without delay. Go to their website, ShawabiganHomeFurnishings.com. Check them out on Facebook, too, for more specials. Shawabigan Home Furnishings, downtown Park Falls and Main Street, Ashland, Wisconsin.
As we wonder why our kids are struggling, someone is getting bullied. As we discuss how to improve their mental health, someone is being harassed on social media. As we wonder why they're skipping school, someone is crying themselves to sleep. Knowing the signs is the best way to prevent bullying.
Please just leave me alone.
Learn the signs at sandyhookpromise.org.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
Every Wednesday, American Legion Post 182 is hosting their 52-card Progressive 50-50 raffle, where you can get six tickets for $5. Doors open at 6:30 with the drawing at 7:30, and the American Legion will donate part of their proceeds to local organizations. Again, that's every Wednesday with the doors opening at 6:30 and the drawing at 7:30.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey. Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUS Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Almost tip time in Houston for the Bucks and the Rockets. Joined now by Dave Kane. And Dave, as we mentioned, almost a clean injury sheet for the Bucks. It's just Jay Crowder. You're getting close on that. But for tonight's opponent, two very big names that the Rockets will be without in Tari Eason and Dylan Brooks.
Yeah, and the Dylan Brooks one is the one that has really hurt them in terms of the defensive side of things. Their numbers, this has been a team that's hung its hat on defense all season long, but in their five-game recent stretch without him, their defense is allowing 118 points per 100, ninth worst in the league in that span. They were about 8 points per 100 better before he left the lineup. So they've missed him, and I think they will again tonight. But I'll tell you this much. I also expect this group to come out with a lot more edge and a much more chippy bunch, particularly after their head coach, Ime Udoka, who's been harping on that all season about with this group trying to get them tougher. And they played that, like that for most of the season, but he really called them out after that loss last night to Minnesota. But again, they are on the second of a back-to-back themselves, so Milwaukee should have the advantage on that side of things. But unlike Thursday when the Bucks were playing their second straight away from home, tonight the Rockets won't have to travel their second straight one at home. So we'll see if the Bucks can use that rest advantage to their advantage tonight. But also interesting, though, to watch how this Rocket team responds after more or less getting dressed down by Minnesota.
Yeah, and the injuries certainly on the Bucks side with those two names out for the Rockets. Jay Crowder out for the Bucks. The rest as well, as you mentioned, night two of a back-to-back for Houston, albeit in the same building. The other thing is the Rockets have gone in streaks all season long. They have not had any one-offs, win or lose. It has always been a win streak or a losing streak. So we'll see if that holds tonight, as they lost last night, which would mean they're due for a two- or three-game losing streak.
Well, let's hope so, but we'll see. To me, I'm really interested to watch the Bucks and see if they can use that three ball as a weapon, as they have for so much of the season against number one defense, allowing the lowest three-point percentage in the league. So that'll be interesting to see if Milwaukee can dial it up from distance tonight or not, too.
Statistical analysis I just gave you, and you totally dismissed it with, we'll see. Well, we'll see if they... If